Kids and queens, apprentices and warriors, deputies and leaders, oh, and of course elders, welcome to Warriors What If. I'm Dustfer, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hello everyone, Dustfer here. So it's been a very long time since I have put anything on this podcast, and I unfortunately have lost that book I was creating, so I figured, why not start from scratch? So that's where we are now. So anything that you guys would like me to compare to the reality of Warrior Cats, you can leave a review or send me a voice message. Also, shout out to the Warrior Cats Loaf, because she sent me an amazing message, and you should go check her out. And also, Warrior Cats Loaf, I would love to collab with you. I'm sorry if it's too late or something. I'm just saying I heard your message and I would love to collab with you. Today I am going to be discussing Blue Star and Spotted Leaf. Okay, first what if we are going to be doing is, let's do what if Blue Star never gave up her kits. Okay, so within the first Warriors arc, we learn that Blue Star gave up her kits to River Clan so she could become deputy, I think. Yeah, probably, I don't know. But what if she didn't? So we're going to be answering that. For starters, Mosskit and Stonefur would still be alive. Because Stonefur, well, he was given up to River Clan, and when Tiger Star takes over River Clan, they discover him as a mix between Thunder Clan and River Clan, therefore causing him to be killed. And then on the other hand, Mosskit would have survived because she never would have taken her dangerous trek out in the snow. Blue Star would most likely not have become leader because she would have had kits to take care of. Therefore, Misty Star probably would not become leader either because she was leader of River Clan, and guess who wasn't going to River Clan? Yep, her. Blue Star would actually never have even died at the Gorge because she probably would have died at the battle with Blood Clan, or she might have lived a happy long life until she became an elder and retired as being leader. But either way, she died saving Firestar from the pack of dogs, so that makes Firestar dead meat if no one had saved him. So he wouldn't have even lived to have the star in his name. That's all I can seem to think of with Blue Star. If you have any more ideas, just leave me a review or send me a voice message. We are going to move on to our next scenario now. The next cat in scenario we are going to do is, what if Spotted Leaf never died protecting the kits in the nursery? What if it was Sandstorm? Sandstorm was the loyalest cat in Warrior Cats. Well, one of them. And she probably would have died saving the kits just like Spotted Leaf did. But where would Spotted Leaf be with Firestar now? I can just smell all the drama all over this one. For starters, Firestar and Sandstorm would never have become a reality. Therefore, it would have been Firestar and Spotted Leaf. But that means that Swirlflight and Leafpool never would have existed, therefore causing Hollyleaf, Lionblaze, and Jayfeather to never have existed. But what if Spotted Leaf and Firestar had kits of their own? Would the books have been the same, or would they have been different? You can leave a review or send me a voice message of what you think. Before I go, I want to give you some bloopers that happened while I was recording this. That's gonna be all for today. I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.